Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What a treat we have here. Is the big boy still here?
He is.
Mark Cabali of the Pat McAfee Show.
He's got a football in his hand.
There you go. You can see him on our YouTube channel. And then Jeff Hathorn has joined us, our sports director.
We're going to have a foursome video here or no? No, only three.
Only three can we fit.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. You know Mark, don't you, Jeff? Say hello.
Hello, TJ.
Hey, what about this? Best defense since Super Bowl 43, Joe. What do you think?
All right.
Man, yep. You can't accuse him of having little hands.
It'll be historic. They'll do historic things. All right. So training camp just finished, gentlemen. Other than what's popped up late, the Hayward-Boswell thing, what was the biggest story, the theme of this training camp? Jeff, you go first.
That the new number five is a stud, is a bad man. I mean, Jalen Ramsey makes that defense. Well, I mean, look at what everybody's saying about it. Look how excited people, even Tomlin is excited about it. And the reason they're excited about it is because of what number five brings.
Yeah, Cabali was just talking about that. Now, he said on that, look at this, Bob. There's a new camera angle.
Yeah, that's Limits trying to do all these different things in here.
Limits.
Well, now you can't see Cabali, and he's the star of the show at the
moment. He's in the far monitor there. If you look hard enough, there he is.
There he is right now.
Full screen.
Jalen himself said yesterday that Tomlin told him he's going to be the guy against Ja'Marr Chase and maybe other number one receivers. Are you surprised by that? And does that compromise his ability to go back to safety a little bit? Mark?
I guess you're talking to me. No, it doesn't surprise me at all. I think that was plan number one the first day that they signed him, that's what they wanted to do. I think it's more of having options of where to put him in. If they need him to travel with Ja'Marr Chase, so be it. They need him to play the nickel in certain opportunities, certain situations, go do it. And they need him to slide back to safety, so be it as well. I think that's where most of Tomlin's him bragging about this defense comes from is those three secondary guys that he absolutely loves.
One of them, though, Darius Slay is not coming off a good season, and he is older, you know, and so I wonder about him. You can say three, and I hope that's true, but I think of those three, Jeff, would you say he's the one that, if you have a question mark about it, would be mostly him? I mean, forget the experience. I know the experience is good, but my point is he did not have a good season last year in Philadelphia.
That might depend on how you measure it, Bob.
Yeah, I mean, he played a lot of snaps.
Think he played well, but he didn't have any interceptions.
No, I understand that, but I'm just looking at raw numbers, and I didn't see anything on those raw numbers that made me think that he was going to be an impact player at this age. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I guess I would put it this way. If you're looking at those three, Slay, Ramsey, and Porter, Ramsey is here, and then the other two are
below.
There's a difference between the other two.
And Corey Trice is injured, and that's a shame because they really seem to like him.
He's nice, is Trice.
What happened to him?
What about you, Mark?
Cabali? Where's Corey Trice these days?
What do you do? Is this 3 out of 4 years he's injured himself? Maybe 4 out of 4 years. I think this might be the time where you might have to cut bait with this guy. I mean, there's only so many times so many options you give him with dealing with injuries before you're like, okay, it's enough. They're all soft tissue injuries. You're even dating back to college when he got injured as well. This camp has not did him any favors whatsoever. Very talented individual, but you know, you can't make the club in the tub. And that's where he's at right now, man. It's just where he's at.
Ray Fittipaldo said Ramsey is the defensive MVP of camp and Aaron Rodgers is the offensive MVP. Jeff, do you agree with that?
I think there's a story on our website that says the exact same thing.
Holy
horse
milk.
I didn't realize Ray said that.
Wow, he said that on our very air.
Listen, if you were to said that early in camp, it would have been hard to find an offensive MVP. It may have been, I don't know who, maybe Metcalf. Just because of his size and or
about,
Washington.
About Washington.
Yeah, it may have been him. But I think that's over the last week you watch the offense gain some traction. And then it's all those other things about Aaron Rodgers that have appeared not just by his mouth, but by more importantly by what others are saying about how he leads and the intangibles that he brings. I think that would make him the offensive MVP for me.
You agree, big boy?
I throw Darnell Washington out there in terms of what we saw on the field because he's been just spectacular. He's been spectacular since April. But in the grand scheme of things and where we thought Aaron Rodgers may have been, and like Jeff said, not only the intangibles of snap counts and how quickly he gets rid of the ball, but just the total acceptance he has of taking in this team, his teammates. He seems like the most normal, down-to-earth, cool guy that you just want to go talk to, and he interacts with everybody, and you would have never guessed that from what we've heard from outside interest over the past couple years. So if you take that into account, I think Rodgers has surprised me the most of how much fun, how relaxed he seems to be, and he still has some talents, obviously, as well. But if you go strictly on the field, it's Darnell Washington to me.
Yeah, and I'm glad they used him the other day in those kind of situations. I hope they do it more. I think Rodgers is just basically, he's come to grips with the fact that this is it, and he's trying to make the most out of this situation. And so he has a much better attitude than I think most people thought he might have coming in here.
I mean,
but we still haven't seen in games and when things get cranked up a little bit, there could be some problems. Yeah, but
I mean, he's a really smart guy, and you know it. You know there are things that he drops out there that he wants people to hear. But I think he's sincere with some of the about being around guys and loving the game and just talking football with some of these guys. I think there's sincerity to that. Maybe it's because this is probably his last year, and he's kind of enjoying the ride. But you also see some of that intensity where he'll point out guys in the field. He'll have conversations. Like, he was ticked off during a team period. Mark, you probably saw it too, where he was kind of, clenching both fists, and he was upset about a play. But what we hear from guys is that he gets on himself as much as he does others.
I think, Jeff, guys, I think he – has had some kind of thing with the players where the players don't want to let him down. It's what it seems like to me. They're not afraid of him, but they want to perform well because it's Aaron Rodgers. It might be his last season. I've seen that or noticed that from a handful of players as well. And he is, and some things he does say are very deliberate. Do you think he did not mention Connor Hayward's name on purpose yesterday, Jeff?
I think that was a designed move. Yeah, that's the first thing I thought when I heard it. Nothing against Connor, but I think he did it with some reason in mind.
Here's another thing to note about what he said and what he said about Connor, and he said about a few others. He can deal with smart people or guys that know the game, know where they need to be, or you can count on them to be wherever. But guys that aren't, I think that's where the tolerance level, where he gets frustrated. Maybe that goes back to Mike Williams, you know, from last year where he wasn't where he needed to be or wasn't on the same page. So I think that extends, and Mark, you heard it too. I mean, the first guy he mentioned was Scotty Miller, and Scotty had a role when he was with Tom Brady. I think Scotty can have a role with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, Scotty is where he needs to be at all times. So it's sort of like the security blanket, and you see that being seeing that being molded up there in camp. He likes this. It's like the Ben Roethlisberger, Ryan Switzer type of situation.
Oh, no.
It's Aaron Rodgers and Scotty Miller. He just loves how he plays the game. He doesn't say it. He really doesn't say a ton about it, but you see how he reacts and throws it to him, and he's always in the right spot, and Scotty Miller is a pro. I didn't think he was going to make the team. Now I'm pretty much almost have him as a lock now.
At whose expense would it be, Robert Woods?
No, I don't think so, because I think they need a veteran. I think they need a veteran wide receiver just in case something happens to a guy like Metcalf.
What about you, Jeff? Whose expense? If he makes the
roster. Well, whose expense then, big boy?
Depends on if that number 19 is hurt or not, or how hurt he is, right?
So if 19 is healthy, I mean, Robert's got to be on, because I don't think it's going to be Skowronek. It's not going to be Roman Wilson. But some of these guys they brought in as, you know, undrafted free agents that thought they had a chance. I don't think any of them have a chance.
No, they have a chance for the practice squad. That's about it. Yeah.
But not
I think they would go out and find somebody. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked either way with Calvin Austin. He could come and play week one, or he can end up finding his way on the IR. If he finds his way on the IR, then all of a sudden you're going out shopping.
Jeff, may I engage the big boy in a game of free association?
Please.
And you'll stick around for the next segment?
Absolutely.
Beautiful. All right, big boy, I need fast answers. Will Will Howard play a preseason game?
No.
Give me an obscure player who had a really good camp and could make the team.
That's a tough one. I'm going to say Max Hurlman, but he's not going to make the team. He'll make the practice squad.
Good enough. Give me a surprise cut. In other words, somebody who maybe at the beginning of all this we didn't think would be cut, and now we do.
I'm going Cole Holcomb.
Wow.
We were just singing his praises, all this comeback.
And would you like to elaborate on
when
that,
when he was, first came here, he was a three-down guy, and then that catastrophic situation happened. But, man, he seems to have bounced back. Third,
Bob, that third-down part of that three-down guy now is a little bit compromised.
Yeah, fair enough. What's the most concerning injury right now?
For Calvin Austin.
How is Highsmith injury-wise, okay?
I saw him running the other day, so he should be. He's another one. He's had his share of soft tissue injuries, but he should be ready.
Who signs first, Boz or Cam?
Cam. They're not. Boz ain't going. Forget Boz.
Broderick Jones, arrow pointed up or down?
Talk to me after Saturday.
Grade Harmon from the first preseason game. Simple letter grade.
B.
Grade Johnson from the first preseason game.
C.
Who's going to win the punting battle?
No doubt Cam Johnson.
Who's going to be the kick returner?
Kick returner. Oh, Kenny Gainwell.
Punt returner.
It was going to be Calvin Austin, but if he's – I'd throw him out there. If he's injured, then I don't know. I'm just going to go with Calvin Austin, assuming he's back.
Mount Washington over under 4.5 touchdown passes this season.
Under. I'll go under.
And finally, give me a record with Mason if he were to play versus Rodgers if he were to play the whole season. I know Mason.
Mason 10-7. Aaron 10-7-1. Oh, wait, it can't be 10-7-1. 10-6-1.
So a half game difference.
Holy bird milk, Bob. Thank you, big boy.
All right.
See you, buddy, fellas.
See you, Jeff, tomorrow.
Yep, see you tomorrow.
Jeff, we're going to have to go through some of that.
Yes.
I think he's lost his mind.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Art Bob's underrated. Jackson Dart.
Jackson Dart always has a role in this program. Until Jackson
Every
Dart
Every day
proves,
I'm going to mention him.
But he's off to a good start. We'll see.
If only his name was Rabinowitz, then you wouldn't be able to rhyme it with anything. But Dart rhymes
find,
with everything.
He'll find something to
Wait
rhyme
until
with.
You have Mexican one day and you come in, then the Jackson Dart rhymes.
You know how so many quarterbacks had a good first preseason game?
He was good.
Easton Stick was one of them. He was.
The stick
15
figure.
Of 18 for the stick figure.
But what's the guy
Cam
from
Ward?
Louisville?
Shuck.
Yeah, he didn't have a good game.
No.
Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can count on, well, no, you can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started. Today, O'Neal Cruz goes on, what is it, 1 week?
7 days.
Yeah.
Concussion.
That was a weird play because it didn't look like they hit that hard, but I've seen too many head injuries and concussions to ever look at a play and say, well, no, that couldn't be a concussion. It feels like anything.
Yeah.
It's about whether your brain is jarred in your head, and that can happen in a number of ways. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And I don't know that it is a concussion.
Well, I'm sure they're just taking cautionary measures here.
If there was ever a time to be overly cautious with a guy like O'Neal Cruz, it's right now. He does not need to be out there if he has the slightest tingling, let alone, you know, severe symptoms.
Now he needs a break anyway. He's got to figure something out.
We need to see more
Canario. Way too much.
Yeah. Now here's,
I know, Joe, that's what Joe's looking forward to.
Well, here's the indictment. Here's the indictment of Ben Cherington, which is an indictment of nutting. We know that. Is that in his place, they're calling up Ronnie Simon.
Randall's brother.
What happened to Nick York? He was supposed to be he's their 11th rated prospect. He's supposed to be a good player. That's who you're calling up when you have an outfield injury 6 years into a rebuild?
Or Cook or any of those guys.
I mean, listen, Joe, Ronnie Simon's been a Pirate for 2 months and he was claimed off waivers from the Marlins.
Which also tells you.
Unbelievable.
That somebody can be claimed off waivers and moves ahead of other
by the
opportunities.
Marlins, not claimed off waivers by the Dodgers.
Right.
Off waivers by the Marlins.
All right. Well, what about what Cabali said at the end there? He thinks with Mason, the Steelers will go 10-7, and with Aaron Rodgers, 10-6-1. Virtually the same record. Do you guys agree with that? Is Mason as good as Aaron at this point in their careers?
It's hard to say at this point in their careers, but I'm never going to make that claim only because of the resume that, Rodgers has put out. But I think if you give Mason – Rudolph now, this version of him, because I think it's a more confident, more I'm okay with who I am. I understand my role. And he knows what he can do in this system, I think. He talks positively about it. I think he can be a very effective quarterback. Is he better than Rodgers? I'd say no. But he's certainly one of the better backups that I'd like to have on my team in this league.
I'll throw back to Rob Mikowiak. I'd rather see less of Mason and think, maybe we should have had more than overuse him. Mm. I think Mason for 3-4 games, great. 17, No thanks.
Well, how convinced are we about Aaron Rodgers? I realize this has been an extremely positive, downright giddy camp in regard to how people are viewing Rodgers at this camp, but I can not make anything like a sound judgment until I see teams scheming
see
against him and trying to hit him.
I mean, it's the same with most quarterbacks at this time. I mean, except for the established Jackson, Burrows, you know, Mahomes, those guys. But whether you're rookies or you're in a Rodgers situation, you won't know until the regular season, what they show in the preseason.
Will he be the same as, better than, or substantially better than late-stage Ben and Russell Wilson? I'm going to say
I'm going to say better than Russell Wilson. The way Russell Wilson ended the season, I wasn't convinced the Steelers made the right choice there. They should have rode and ridden Justin Fields. I would not have messed with him after
the season. How about final two-season Ben, who threw for 55 touchdowns?
He did. See, that's the one thing I looked at. The numbers. The numbers are still pretty good there. I don't know. I mean, until we see it, really
well,
don't know.
What's your guess?
My guess is going to be like he was last year in New York. Not the record of 5-12, but what he did, especially in the red zone. If you break down his red zone numbers, he was really good in the red zone. That's what this team needs more than anything else.
Jeff, I think he'll be similar to those guys late in their careers.
Yeah, I think so too. And I would be okay with that. If Aaron Rodgers were end of career Ben, with what the defense is, everyone's talking about it being, I think they could have a good year.
Cloudy today with a high of Antoine Randolph.
You sure it's not sunny? Because the sun is out right now.
I know. Well, that's the irony. I've been saying sunny when it's cloudy, and now I'm saying cloudy when it's sunny. High of 82, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. 50-minute mark on the fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. And the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Jeff and Bob, how about a prediction on the old ball game today? Mitch Keller showing some worrisome signs with back-to-back rough starts. He usually goes downhill late in the summer. Is that going to happen again?
I think he'll give you 5 to 6 innings, decent baseball, but they won't hit. And, you know, this Milwaukee team is on a roll, 11 in a row. I say they make it 12 in a row, and they, you know, totally dominate a 3-game series, which they've already done at 21-1 and runs scored.
The Brewers have clubbed Pirates pitching, including Paul Skenes.
Yeah.
They're going to do the same thing to Mitch Keller this afternoon.
Is Ben Charrington going to be the GM next season?
No.
Limits?
No.
Wow, you guys are more confident than me.
But again, why would you continue? What evidence do you have?
The question isn't why would I continue. The question is, will Bob Nutting continue with this guy? And I'm going to say yes.
Well, if those people out there think he's about winning and his legacy, then the answer should be no.
Should be.
If they're going to spend, I mean, there have been several, Greg Brown among them, like, hey, they're going to spend a lot of money this offseason. I can't see any avenue to where Ben Charrington is the man spending that money.
Yet he was the man in charge of their draft and trade deadline.
I know.
This is a disaster, Bob.
Yeah, they need to make smarter moves. They need to... You know, again, the fact that
at least
Ronnie Simon is here yeah. is an indication of.
I'd rather see Paul Simon.
It's an
Simon
indictment
in
of what's
field.
Gone on in their system. Listen. They have a guy they just brought in off the waiver wire from Miami, and they're putting him ahead of all their prospects.
It's unbelievable, Bob.
And this is why you get upset that Pham and IKF remained on the and Heaney remained on the team. It's not that what they could have gotten in return. It's the roster spot they're taking of somebody young
could
be seeing right
it
now.
It should be somebody we're seeing right now.
Regardless of what they've done this year, just bring them up and say, okay, swipe it clean. Here we go. Six weeks for you.
I put the over-under of their total infield home runs this year from the four primary starters as 37.5 before the season.
I remember
total
that.
Infield
I do
home
remember
runs.
You said that.
So
where is it now?
Well, I'll tell you. The four primary guys who have played, and one of them's not here anymore, Horwitz at first, Gonzalez at second, IKF at short, Key Brian Hayes at third. Give me what the home run total for those guys is right now. Limits? 20.
My guess is
wrong.
12.
Jeff?
11.
Wrong.
15.
Wrong. 14 home runs. From your entire infield.
The entire infield, right. That's
How
crazy.
Does this guy still have a job?
While we're at it, could you please move Connor Griffin to double A before the end of the damn season?
Right. And can we see Bubba Chandler?
We've seen
up
him
here?
Enough in A ball.
We're trying to win a championship with the Grasshoppers.
You don't need Andrew Heaney on this team anymore either. Bring up Bubba Chandler and just say same reason to bring up a minor league outfielder. Wipe it clean. You're struggling. We're going to give you a chance up here. Let's light your fire, baby. Let's go.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
Come on, baby, make my ire.
We have to go, Bob.
Too bad. We just got started.
Thank you, Jeff.
Good night. See you guys.
Bye, Limits.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.